Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Hard Worka on the PTJG Broadcast Network. This show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to some of the nation's most innovative companies, and he explores some of the career journeys behind some of the country's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
Hello, all you hard workers. It's me, Pete the Job Guy. But I'm not just any job guy. I am your job guy. And you know what I do. I'm here all the time to help you to be more effective in your careers. And Josh says it every week. He says, the show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So this show is dedicated to you because you're a hard worker. You're working to pay the bills, to put food on the tables, to do better for your kids, perhaps, than you did for yourself or than what your parents did for you. But, you know, your parents are probably in the workforce. You know, your grandparents likely are. Everybody works to about 170 years old nowadays. Your cousins, your uncles, nieces, nephews, your neighbors. This show is dedicated to helping you. And I'm not above telling you where I've taken a left in my career, where I should have taken a right. I do this not to beat myself up, but I want to get you on that right path to avoid the pitfalls that I might have fallen in so that you can have a fulfilling career. And that's why I do this each and every week. Another exciting element, probably the biggest part of the show, is I have great guests. And the great that my guests tell you a little bit about themselves, but they share with you information about the great organizations and companies that they represent. You know, a lot of the folks that I have on my show, when you listen to them, there's a call to action in there. You know, you might feel motivated and inspired to do something differently as the result of the time you spend listening to them speak and to us interact. And today is no different. I guarantee you that you will be excited and happy and you'll love listening to my guest. And I'm pleased as punch that he's on the show and I'm going to introduce him in just a minute. But one thing I want to talk to you about up front is, you know, when you hear about a cause that you care about, you know, you listen and you're like, wow, I care about that. Maybe it's, you know, something that prevents the cruelty to animals or puts food on people's tables, or perhaps it helps cure type 1 diabetes or cancer or something. You hear and you care, you genuinely care and you're moved. But, you know, there's a difference between caring and then taking some action behind it. And what I'm hoping, guys, is you can get motivated and inspired like I am. I care, but I also have been motivated by people in my lives to take action. When I heard a friend tell me about her daughter's battle with type 1 diabetes, I was moved to take action. And I donate both time and money and resources to JDRF. That's an organization that's committed to eradicating T1D. And I want to be a part of that, even though I don't know anybody outside. None of my immediate family members have it, but I heard this story and I've heard that story told and retold time and again. And I feel good, not just about caring, but taking action. When I hear about the Fire Watch, and that's thefirewatch.org. When I hear about their mission to end veteran suicide in Northeast Florida, I became a watchstander. I'll help my fellow veterans and in their time of need and direct them to get the care they need to help end veteran suicide. You see, folks, it's one thing to care. It's another thing to say, what can I do? What little can I do? You know, donating $5 if you can spare it goes a long way. And you can feel good about yourself because you've taken an action. If you don't have money to spare, a little bit of your time, you know, go up to the dog shelter and walk the dogs. They need volunteers to help walk the dogs that are sitting in cages. You take action. And I promise you, you will feel better as a result of taking some sort of action rather than just caring. Caring is one thing. Taking action is something else entirely. One is more fulfilling, and it's the latter. I told you I had a great guest. My guest today is Greg Taylor. I want to tell you about Greg and what he is about to embark on, folks. Get ready. Okay. Greg Taylor, who is biking the United States of America for donations to a local nonprofit cancer charity here in Jacksonville, Florida, called Chemo Noir. Greg will be traveling from Jacksonville, Florida to San Diego, then from there up to Mount Rainier in Washington, across to Maine, and then home to Jacksonville. The trip will take 6 months and cover 11,500 miles of distance. He is hoping to raise $100,000 in donations for Chemo Noir. You can follow him directly on usacancercycle.com or on Instagram and Facebook. Now listen, guys. Well, first up, Greg, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. I'm pleased as punch you're here, my friend.
Yeah, I couldn't be more grateful. I mean, the intro itself is already speaking volumes about who you are, the audience you have, and what you do. So I appreciate you very much having me on, Pete.
I'm glad I have you on. But, you know, okay, 11,500 miles. I mean, it's an unbelievable number, a six-month commitment. I want to get into that. But just tell us a little bit about you and your background. I know you to be a very, very strong and fit human being. You're bigger than the average bear, and you look like you were built to push heavy things around the gym.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have to agree. You know, when I decided to take this a lot more seriously about 9 or 10 months ago, that was a perfect explanation of me and still kind of where my abilities lie. So my background is in performance athletics through CrossFit. I'm a high-level CrossFit athlete, made it to the regional level this year, competing at Wodapalooza down in Miami. And that's kind of always where my strengths have lied, whether that be, barbell movements or power output. So when I got around to actually training for this thing about 9 or 10 months ago, things changed drastically, and there's been a lot more focus on endurance for sure. It's been quite the switch up, but you know, I still get the squats in and everything. Still gotta be strong. Strength is never a weakness here.
Oh yeah, well that is great, but I know it takes a whole different set of muscle groups and a whole that's different than, even though, you know, you're climbing over stuff, climbing under stuff. I know CrossFit takes an extreme commitment, because I have quite a few friends that are involved in that. But before we even get into that, you pick a cause, a local charity, Chemo Noir. Does cancer run in your family, or how did you choose to get involved with this particular charity?
Yeah, so a little bit of background on it. I feel like everybody at this point has a little bit of a cancer impact, in, if not their direct lives, somebody in their family, which is why it means so much to me to kind of connect the communities. So even though I have a lot of people in my life involved in the fitness community, you know, we also have a cancer community here in Jacksonville, and I kind of want to bring the two together, which is why this is so special to me. I lost an aunt at an early age to cancer who I was very close with. I've never been able to quite let that situation go in my head. I was 17 years old, and I treated it like any 17-year-old would have, and you know, didn't spend the time that I should have involved in that you know, relationship with my aunt. So I've never quite been able to let that go for myself, and I'm hoping personally on this trip I'll be able to kind of have that moment to myself to move past that. And then who and why it's for, right? Like, I could have donated to one of the major outlets for cancer. Cancer research or cancer charities. But I didn't want to, long story short, is I didn't want to pay board members. I didn't want to pay CEOs of big, massive cancer corporations. I know Kat very well, the owner of Chemo Noir. She was actually the person who convinced me that I could do more than serving tables about 4 or 5 years ago. When I first met her, it was actually in the restaurant industry, and she pushed me actually into my first corporate job and pushed me to a higher, you know, higher standard of myself and to achieve a little bit more. So the what was very easy, the why was very easy, and the who just came together and made it kind of the perfect situation for everybody.
All right, Greg, now this is ambitious at any level, okay? You know, what do you foresee as your biggest challenges? Let's go physically and mentally. Let's go with both of them with an 11,500-mile, six-month ride around the four corners of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. So physically to start is just going to be the different day-by-day challenges. So for instance, terrain in Texas is going to be a lot different than terrain once I get into Washington, right? Handling the bike itself over mountains is going to be a lot more physical output than just keeping a set miles per hour the entire way on straightaways in the middle of California. So the day-by-day terrain and changes are going to impact it drastically. And I just need to make sure that my body, as I've been prepping for the last 10 months, is in a good physical place to perform it. So, one of my sponsors is the Ready State. They do a great job of taking care of me and making sure that I am stretched and I'm physically prepared, with mobility to be able to pull off the things that I need for my joints to hold up over this 6 months.
Yeah. Wow. There's so many things to consider. And when you say, the muscles that it takes to go up, the muscles that it takes to go down, the time involved, the endurance, do you have a spotter, someone, riding alongside you, or how is that going?
Yeah. So believe it or not, I would say that 80% of the trip is going to be solo. The more that we get the ride, the more that we get the ride out there, there have been a lot of individuals who have reached out to us and to me directly and asked if they could join for a day or for a weekend or, things like that, if they could offer me housing for a night. And that's been a huge, huge lift from the community abroad that's kind of come back. So we've gotten some great feedback there, and I will absolutely love to have anybody join at any time, whether it be for a day or for a week. But, for the most part, yep, I would say 8 out of 10 days and trips and rides, it'll just be me. My father is going to start off the first week with me just to, kind of get me in the groove and make sure that, I'm not missing any serious important things that he can drive back and get for me on that day one trip. But all in all, nobody is riding for the mass majority of it. It'll be me solo and a lot of social media interaction for sure.
Well, Greg, I've known you for some time, and I know that, whatever you do, you prepare for it and you do your very best. And I know that you're going to do this, and you're going to blow that 100K away. And I want to talk about how people can get involved. But right now, that music's telling us we have to take a quick break and get a message from our show sponsor. Folks, you're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy on the all new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, partner at Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Chances are we already know each other because I've been in staffing right here in Jacksonville for 20 years. I'm actually surrounded by a team of staffing professionals that come to work every day and have fun and work hard. If you aren't getting the talent that you need, let me make your life easier. It's one call, 904-479-9610. That's 904-479-9610. And remember, here at Ascendo Resources, we're bringing back the hustle.
All right. Welcome back, folks. As you know, our guest today is Greg Taylor, and he is about to embark on a bike ride across the whole United States of America, not just across, around. He's taking the long way. It isn't just like he's going in a straight line coast to coast. He's going across, then up, then across, then down. I mean, this is very, very ambitious. And he's doing this to raise at least $100,000 for Chemo Noir to help fight cancer. And I don't know anybody whose lives aren't impacted in one way or another by cancer. There's been the death of a close family member. My wife's dad died when she was 6 years old of cancer. And it was sad. It impacted her life, her family's life, and it's tough. So this strikes home, and I'm happy. And at the beginning of the show, if you guys were here for that, this is where I talked about, it's one thing to care, and it's another thing altogether to take whatever action you can, even little actions by a lot of people add up to a whole lot. And Greg, I'm going to direct this right to you. How can people help or get involved in this cause, in your mission to raise $100,000 to help end cancer?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chemo Noir means a lot to me, and anybody that wants to get involved, I want to send my genuine thanks to. the main website where you can make a donation directly to the cause and to this ride is usacancercycle.com. But if you aren't able to financially afford a contribution, which is fine, you never know where the next donation could come from. So if anybody could share the website, we have a beautiful 1 minute launch video made by my friend Jason Payne. It looks incredible. If you could share the launch video, the Instagram, the Facebook group, and the website, it all has the same name, USA Cancer Cycle, and then USACancerCycle.com. So we've even created some beautiful marketing materials, including posters, handouts, stickers, and a PDF for instance, for corporate email lists. So anybody that can take some action here and get involved, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on really any social media that you'd like. And just spreading the word is, you know, the next thing that's going to lead us to the next step that we're going to be able to blow away this $100,000 goal.
USACancerCycle.com. I think that's fantastic. I'm involved, Greg. And once we air the show, I'm going to push this out through all my social media outlets. You'll see it on all of them. But I really, really want to call people to take action. You know, I wrap up with a couple. I'm going to ask you two more questions because one of them I really want to know. What's been your favorite and least favorite steps in preparing for this ambitious bike ride around America?
Yeah. The best, I'm going to start with, we'll go positive first here, Pete. The best has definitely been just the mental fatigue and the mental principles that I've had to teach myself. So CrossFit, for instance, like I am a power output performance athlete, 8 minutes at a time, a max lift after, you know, heavy heart rate spikes, whatever the case may be. That is a completely different mental mindset of hurting than hurting for 6 hours while riding a bike when it's 90 degrees out. So that finding of myself mentally and knowing that this is something I absolutely can accomplish has been a personal endeavor that is going to be great for me to see all the fruits of my labor, if you will, pay off during this. It's going to be a lot of fun to put them to the test. The worst part, by far, there's no way to avoid it. It's been those rainy rides where I'm out at the Baldwin Trails and there's a Jacksonville hurricane coming down. The good news is I got to test out my gear. So we know that I'll be good if it rains. But the bad news is that does not mean that I want to be biking in the rain at any time, which obviously will totally happen at one point.
Right, right. Well, you don't know. You might even get some snow, you know, you might have some late spring snow. All right. You know, this is the question I ask all my guests before I get them out of the hot seat and send you on your way. And I want you to really give this careful consideration as you answer it. Greg, if you could get in a time machine and go back in time and meet your maybe 19 or 20 year old self, you know, walk right up to yourself, put your hand on your young self and say, Greg, I want to give you this bit of advice. What advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, man. I'm gonna take two answers, if that's okay.
Sure.
I think firstly, if I had met 19-year-old Greg, he would have been about 36 beers deep. So I probably would have told him to stop drinking, you know, and that would have gone a long way for a lot of things over those next couple of years. But fortunately, we got that side handled and I figured out I needed to stop drinking. So that took a lot of the steps that followed. But that would have been number one. But number two, I would have convinced myself to follow my passions. You know, not everybody is meant to pursue that 8 years of post high school life. Not everybody is meant to pursue that 9 to 5. Everybody has different passions. And even if they don't, you know, give you that $100,000 a year that you've been searching for at first, I genuinely believe that you have a lot better chance at finding that sustainable lifestyle if you follow your passions rather than do what everyone tells you this is the white picket fence that you're supposed to lead. If you start from the beginning following things that you care about, you'll put more time, more energy, and have a better product at the end than just following the dream that you think that you're supposed to have.
Outstanding. Greg, one last time, can I get the contact information, the website, so people can go to it? I know maybe people didn't have a pen or pencil handy when we were first talking. Guys, get your pen and paper handy and take this down. Listen to it. If you got your device du jour handy, get your thumbs ready and write this down. So what is it, Greg?
Absolutely. Everything has the same basic name. It's USA Cancer Cycle. So the website is usacancercycle.com. The Instagram, the Facebook group, the TikTok, the Twitter, everything that you guys need to find on any social media is just USA Cancer Cycle. We were able to get the same name on all the platforms.
Greg, you're a special human being that, you know, you're following your passion. I wish you the best safety. I hope it all work. I hope you make it through this in one piece. When I say ambitious, I'm a little nervous for you, but I know if anybody can do it, you can. And I invite everybody to get involved. Greg, thank you so much for being a guest on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you, Pete. It was a blast to be able to share the message with you and your audience. And, you know, it means a lot to be here. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, my gosh, folks. I don't even know what to say. Greg Taylor is an inspiration. He is a walking call to action. And, you know, the advice he would give his younger self, I think he's following that path, man. This guy is passionate about his causes, and Chemo Noir is his cause, and he's going to do something. I mean, he's taking action. I hope all of you are motivated and inspired to take some action. Follow the guy. He's going to be going all across America. I'm going to follow him. I made a donation. There's a lot of different ways to donate and get involved. But look, folks, usacancercycle.com. Go out to it and look at the many different ways to get involved and do something. But at least watch the dang guy, 11,500 miles. Guy can't just ride to, you know, in a linear across America and follow the same line back. You know, the closest distance between two points is a straight line. No, no, my man's doing the whole woo, woo. He's taking the long way. But I mean, that's an exciting and ambitious ride, doing it for to benefit Chemo Noir, a local charity to help eradicate cancer, get rid of it. And just pleased as punch to have him as a guest on the show. This next part of the show is also one of my favorite parts. And each week we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien, lifelong friend of mine. You know, one of the smartest, kindest, caring, most caring individuals I've ever met. And he helps transform people, helps make managers effective leaders. And he has a 5-minute segment he does each week. And this is what you should do. And I'm going to tell you, listen, you know, you're a manager or going to be manager and you want to be the best leader you can be. You just listen to this 5-minute segment. And he'll tell you a couple things. Here's the top 3 things you can do to achieve X. And every week he does it and he hits the mark. And a lot of times he tells a little story up front. It usually involves something, a personal experience that he's been through. And I swear he's talking about my life because it all relates to me. And I'm thinking, well, if it relates to me, it's relating to every listener. Listen to Coach Larry as he tells your story and then helps guide you down a path that will help you. And you'll be the better for it just for listening and taking action, right? With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I had a new person join my team as a project manager. She was very capable and she had a great attitude. You know, we did the whole onboarding thing and I gave her some work and was being very careful not to overwhelm her. She worked in our business in the past, but now she was working in headquarters and the culture, the players, the processes were very, very different. It so happens that about a month after she started, I went to a leadership program and I got some 360 feedback. When asked what I could do better as a leader, she shared that I was not giving her enough work. She wasn't being challenged. She became bored. And ultimately, this could lead to disengagement. It was a bit of a shock for me to learn that I was trying to be a good leader by not overwhelming her. But as it turns out, she was probably having second thoughts about working in this new area and really working for me. You know, there are so many reasons we don't challenge people. We may think they're too busy, or we are too busy to delegate a task, or we want to coddle them so that they like working for us. The list goes on and on. All in all, we do this because we want them to have a good work experience and we think they'll be engaged. But we have it backwards. Motivation theory teaches us that people need clear and challenging goals in order to be motivated. At least that's part of motivation. There are many other factors as well. But think about it. Can you think about a time when you grew, where you did your best work, when you weren't being challenged to do it better or faster or with fewer resources, or being asked to do what's never been done before? I know I can't. I remember going to work at McDonald's as a teenager, and we had a new manager come in. It was the typical Saturday rush, and the line was out the door. He made the goal very clear. We were going to break the store's record for the most sales in an hour, and I wanted to be a part of that. We all had a great time flipping burgers and working as a team, and we were exhausted and also elated after the lunch rush was over. This manager set high expectations for us, and it led to higher performance and higher engagement. I also remember he sent back some of the burgers that I made because in my excitement, ketchup, mustard, pickles were flying all over the place, and it didn't meet the quality standards. Despite that, and because of that, we were in the flow and time flew by, and yes, that record still stands today. So how do you challenge people to do their best work? It starts with the goal. According to Daniel Pink in his book, Drive, it's a book on motivation, and I suggest you all read it. He says that people are looking for autonomy, mastery, and purpose. For autonomy, are they merely executing the task the way you want them to do it? Or do they have autonomy on how it gets done? Or even what gets done? Are they given both responsibility and accountability? Are there actual consequences to success and failure? And have you communicated what they are? What about mastery? Is this a skill that they want to develop for themselves? Is it something that is challenging to master? And are they given the resources to do so? Is this a skill that they value? Will it set them apart? And for purpose, is it something that's aligned with their values? Does the outcome serve some greater purpose that they support? Now, this is critical because if it's truly a challenge for them, there will be times when they will make mistakes. There will be times when they will want to give up. And if there is purpose, they will say it's worth it. So back to my opening example with my direct report. After I got the feedback that she didn't feel challenged, I, of course, thanked her for it, and I asked her about what else she was capable of doing. And I really learned a lot. I asked her where she wanted to go and where she wanted to grow and where she was afraid to go. And we agreed on her new goals, the challenges, and the consequences of the work. And because we did this, it gave me more opportunity to give her feedback in the future and then be able to challenge her some more. So are there people you work with who are motivated? Are they challenged? Are you challenging them? Let me know what works for you. And as always, reach out to me on how to make your goals more challenging.
Another gem from Coach Larry, folks. Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien. You can go to LinkedIn and find Larry O'Brien. He is the Chief Learning Officer for Mendoza and O'Brien. And you can go to his website, mendozaandobrien.com. And, you know, if I'm you, I would engage Coach Larry. You want a customized program that help you to be more effective and productive? You call Larry O'Brien. He works with big companies, small companies, individuals all around the world. He delivers his programs in both English and in Spanish. This is Larry O'Brien, Chief Learning Officer with Mendoza and O'Brien. And can you believe it? Each and every week, he contributes to the Pete the Job Guy, to hear on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And he's been doing it, gosh, we've been doing this for almost 3 years. It's incredible. So really happy that Larry takes time out to add to the show. I've been talking a lot about a call to action. You know, there's one thing to sit on the sidelines and care about something. It's something else to get involved. Oh, that's a great segue to my next segment. Look, if you have somebody in your life that maybe has a birthday, an anniversary, or they've accomplished something special, wouldn't it be nice to kind of acknowledge them? You know how to do that? You just send me an email. Say, Pete, you said the email is address is Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. Very simple. Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. And you say, Pete, I want to wish this person a happy birthday, or I want to say happy anniversary to my parents, to this couple, whoever. Send me that note, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. And what I do with it is pure magic. I give it to Boston Danny, who is my weekly contributor up in Boston, Massachusetts, with his authentic Boston accent. He will give you a shout out, a wicked pissa shout out, like only Boston Danny can. Sure, he comes on each week and brags about his sports teams. He gives us a weather update and brags about his grandson, Desmond. We suffer through all that, but I laugh just hearing the guy talk because my accent, I've been down here way too long, 30 some odd years, but Danny is still right in the thick of it, and I laugh just listening to him talk. But anyway, with no further ado, let's get this week's update. This week's Boston update for Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your update from up north. Well, we got the midwinter and it's upon us. Things are really cold and windy up here. I'm talking 20 degree weathers, but you know, thankfully the snow gods have been kind to us and not giving us any problems with the big blizzard or a northeaster coming our way, knock on wood. You know, makes it a little bit easier to get to work, even though it's still pretty cold up here, folks. This is the time I don't relish being a New Englander, but it makes us tougher. It doesn't kill us. But it is a new year. You know, we're still in COVID lockdown around here. Restaurants and public gatherings have been scaled back again in Boston. But it's all for our benefit. You know, just please wear a mask and be safe. You know, we all have known someone who has a horror story about this disease, and we just all need to do our part and we'll get through it. So that's what we got to do there. So again, in January, you know, we have some stake in the playoffs. You know, most everybody up here wants to see Tom Brady do well, you know. And, you know, we know that the Patriots have some work to do. They need to do some rebuilding. And even if it seems that they have cut themselves short, you know, there is a game plan in place. Believe me, we still believe in Belichick up here. So all our other teams are doing well. You know, the Celtics have been playing, you know, playing in the Garden. And you know, the Bruins have started up and they're looking good. It's just so good to see our teams playing, you know, back in their venues. You know, even if we can't go to see them live, which is one of my favorite things to do. You know what I mean? I love going to see my team play in person, whether it's winning or losing. You got to love Boston teams. We're just the best fans up here, folks. And I know you got a lot of transplants down there and we're doing our thing for it. You know, and of course, I always, you know, hope for the Jaguars to do well. So we'll see what next year brings for us. And, you know, it is a new year, and I know Peter has a lot planned for the show for you. He has great guests and, as always, the best advice and info for us getting us hard workers to getting their job done. Like we say, work smarter, not harder. So, you know, stay tuned, and you'll get in what you need. And we still do our shout-outs. I'd like you to get them into me, your birthdays, your anniversaries, anything you need to hear in the authentic Boston accent I can give you. So I'm wishing a wicked piss of birthday to my man Peter Langlois. Has another birthday already, hard to believe. But, you know, happy birthday, Pete, and to Jerry Giordano, Nick Pratt, Abby Cobb, and June Platt. And I have a good shout-out to my good friend Brian Danilecki. Remember, it's your birthday. Do something for yourself if no one else will. It is your birthday. So, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, remember our first responders, the doctors and nurses that were doing their best, our military, both retired, inactive, and everybody stay safe in Jacksonville. Enjoy your Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, my dear friends and fellow hard workers, you did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Guys, I want to make sure you follow Greg Taylor on his mission to ride his bike all around the great United States of America in order to raise $100,000 for Chemo Noir to help eradicate cancer. You can follow him on usacancercycle.com. That's it for me this week, hard workers. I hope you have a great week and go out there and get them, folks.